He owed you that. That nigga owe you more than that shit. He is your servant, not your handler. Get that out your mind. You need to start treating that nigga like a fucking servant. You got the energy. You got. I'm talking to you men too. Why the fuck you gonna let some women run your relationship? You got, nigga. I had to tell somebody. She said, I don't know. You talking about this new guy. I mean, you talking about this new girl that she gonna come and shit. What if she hurts you? I said, hold on. I'm in control of me. That fear shit don't matter to me. If she coming, she coming because she got something to give me and I got something to give her. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? And if she's showing proof she got it, she got it. If she's showing proof she ain't, she a servant. Period. You're either goddess or servant. Do you hear me? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You know it, dude. You kill it outside. You know it, dude.
Because, nigga, don't understand shit with me. And you ain't overstanding shit with me. There's gods and there are servants. You see what I'm saying? Period. So if they were a mind control program handling your life, you better do what you got to do to reclaim your spiritual authority over that beast. And you treat them niggas like they fucking servants. Did you hear me? You treat them niggas like they fucking servants. Period.
The highest title, numero uno. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know. And understand I got the gift of speech and it's a blessing. So listen to the lesson I preach. I thought sense condensed into the form of a poem. Full of knowledge from my toes to the top of my dome. I'm kinda young, but my tongue speaks maturity. I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played, to put it short. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made. I got it made. I got it made. I got it made. I'm outspoken. My language is broken into a slang, but it's just the dialect that I select when I hang. I play it cool. The schooling is all that I'm about. The fooling with the girlies, yes, and busting it out. I special it, and you can tell by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose. I never lost because I'm the boss and never will because I'm still the champion. Chief one won't lose until I choose, which I won't because I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me a titan to a battle. Why? I don't need your respect because I got it made. It doesn't matter how much I spent because, yo, I make fresh rhymes daily. You burn me. Really? Think. Just blink and I've made a million rhymes. Just imagine if you blink a million times. Damn, I'll be paid and paid and paid. I got it made.
Got it made.
Got it made. I got it made. I'm kinda spoiled, cause everything I want I got made. I want a gear. Got everything from cotton to suede. I want a leg. I didn't beg, I just got laid. My hair was growing too long, so I got me a fade. And when my dishes got dirty, I got cascade. And when the weather was hot, I got a spot in the shade. I'm wise because I rise to the top of my grade. Wanted peace on earth, so to God I prayed. Some kids in the cross now thought I was afraid they couldn't harm me. I got the army brigade, I'm not a traitor. If what you got is greater, I'll trade, but maybe later. Cause my waiter made potato alligator souffle. I got it made.
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 I'm your idol, the highest title, numero uno. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know.
and understand I got the gift of speech, and it's a blessing. So listen to the lesson I preach. I taught sense condensed into the form of a poem, full of knowledge from my toes to the top of my dome. I'm kinda young, but my tongue speaks maturity. I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played, to put it short. I got it made. I got it made.
Where my royalties? A couple cents.
I got it made. I got it made.
So much, where's the ballot?
I'm outspoken. My language is broken into a slang, but it's just the dialect that I select when I hang. I play it cool, cause fooling is all that I'm about. Just fooling with the girlies, yes, and busting it out. I special it, and you can tell by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose, I never lost, cause I'm the boss and never will, cause I'm still the champion. Chief one, won't lose until I choose, which I won't, cause I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me, a titan, to a battle. Why? I don't need your respect.
I don't give a fuck if that's your mama, I don't give a fuck if that's your daddy, nigga. Ain't nobody supposed to be talking to you crazy. Ain't nobody supposed to be trying to grab your energy. Ain't nobody trying to supposed to be, nigga, you don't owe your life to these parasites. Your vitality and your essence and shit, fuck all that. You take that energy, you are now your God. You are God to your parents now. You are God to your siblings now. If you are God, period. So be God, nigga. Don't be no bitch. Don't be no weak ass nigga. You better be God. You better be who you are. You hear what I'm saying? Or else forget about it. It ain't nothing else to talk about. If you gonna be a weak ass nigga or a weak ass bitch, it ain't nothing to talk about. Yeah, so this ain't a peaceful message. Cause it's still
I thought it was.
If you got a fucking girlfriend leeching on you, nigga, you better turn that bitch into your fucking servant and make her ass do all of the shit that you need her to do, because she took an oath to serve and protect you. You didn't take no oath to serve and protect her. I told this girl, I said, you know what? Don't even kick that fear shit with me, because if this girl come into my motherfucking atmosphere, she ain't gonna hurt me. Why? Because I'm very fucking wise and I'm very sharp, and I don't play that game. And if it's some shit that I see and I don't like it, I'm gonna cut it. I'm gonna cut that shit dead.
You and me both, buddy.
What is the true nature of the pain and the soul of sister? Is there no such thing as understanding? The only things that are out there is what our heart projects as reality. Something perceived as comes from the outside, comes from the inside. There ain't no outer space, it's all inner space. You dig me, mine. And all the ascended masters and the gods and the ancients of this are just a false story designed to manipulate and abuse humanity by a demonic picture that becomes the Holy Scripture. Analysis can't dismiss.
Administration also trying to take down Nixon, and they were successful in the whole Watergate story is basically a mind control hoax on the American people. So this is the kind of thing we're facing right now, so I'm very interested in following those trails.
Me too, Carrie!
Oh, that sounds spooky. Now, with that being said, has there been anything like that that's happened to you since that, people just burn out of control and running?
Well, no. I mean, that happened, you know, like a week ago. So that was the most.
Yeah, but nothing has happened since then. Man. I was just going to say that, thank goodness nothing's happened. That was just a week ago.
We can barely hear you, sure.
Yeah, it was, you know, like I flew back on Sunday. I'm still a little bit jet lagged, but today is Monday, right? So
no,
yeah,
Tuesday.
The Saturday night before the Sunday when I took the plane back. So it happened Saturday night, late. It was 11:30 at night in the UK.
That's crazy. So you're probably like pretty freaked out about that. Hopefully, you have some extra security measures.
No, not really. I mean, that's just...
things real cool in my world. Everyone's smart enough to see through the bullshit and realize the real truth, which is the awesome uniqueness of the voice of Scooby-Doo.
Oh, all right, yeah, and that's those are the bowls.
Those are incredible.
We believe the gold was melted inside those alabaster containers, and apparently they are made of the right material to hold melted gold. But we don't know a lot about it. Now, we had some people that were psychic and also remote viewing and so on, and they were tapping into some beings. And some people were tapping into bird beings who were in charge of the situation, and they were working with humans on that site. So it's a very, very mysterious site.
You wanna hear by all you know and all you see. Space plan CKUT 90.3. This music by me, Tony E. On
no one.
Magnetic heads.
Able to be moved, but they're moved with sound and a small amount of water, and they're also with the ankh and with the mind, in essence. So monatomic gold is something the Anunnaki did use. Whether they used it to actually, and whether they were the ones who built the pyramids, I don't know, but it's an interesting theory. My understanding is that monatomic gold is a powder, not a melted, thing. So, like I say, it's a mystery, and it's really fascinating to go around Egypt to all of these places, because you do pick up on the energies of the time, and you can, if you're adept at all, you can also find yourself, in a sense, time traveling. which I have.
Yeah, now I do.
These places, I can have that ability, so I can actually change
times. I know you do too, Kim.
And I have had some strange experiences while I've been in Egypt as a result, which is a little bizarre to also try to lead a tour when you're having your own mind-altering experiences, but that's what happens, and you know, there's nothing you can do about it. Obviously, you're sort of in, it's like the minute you land in the airplane, you're being put into an altered state because of the power of the pyramids on that area of Giza and the surrounding area as well. They have a tremendous amount of mind-altering power.
I heard a theory the other day that some of the pyramids can be up to a half a million years old.
Sure. They're a lot older than the conventional people, you know, Egyptology will tell you. Yeah.
And with that being said, with this powerful energy filled out early, I have some friends that went to, I think, the Temple of Isis, they said, or something along that lines, and their phones stayed charged the entire time. They're there for hours.
Oh, we
yeah,
barely
sometimes
heard
it's
you, sir.
The
you
opposite.
Gotta get your
sometimes
audio
it'll
fixed.
Immediately lose a charge. So, yeah, there is very weird electromagnetic. I mean, that's kind of part of what Maria Wheatley also, you know, kind of gets into, because she's using a pendulum dowser and you can detect these energies that way. I detect them using my hands because I'm what you call an earth sensitive. But so people that come on the trip often purchase like a little pendulum and they learn to be dowsers, which is kind of fun. For them, and
not for us.
So it's, yeah, I mean, the energies are phenomenal, and the different, you know, like Abydos has two incredible sites right next to each other, and they're completely different ages. So it's, you can tell by the architecture. That a completely different set of beings built one versus the other, etc. So these are the kinds of anomalies that go on in Egypt that are not questioned enough, in my opinion, by the conventional guides that take people around. Not even by the ones in alternative media that are maybe more well known as being into
like me.
Ancient architecture. Question things to the degree that I do, because I do get downloads. In fact, this last time, and I think last the time before as well, but especially this time, which is last year, April 2019, I was, every time you go to a temple site, there are these indigenous people who are sort of experts, and they're sort of mystics. And they are guarding the sites, so they're not the paid guards. They're a different group, and they're always there on hand in these ancient places, and they are the ones that carry the real knowledge. And so they come up to me, and they actually stand around and listen, and nod their head, and approve of what I say. So it's kind of fun, you know, to get their approval, because they're really the guys that know what's what.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And when you were there, you've been there several times, so one of the times that you've been there,
in and there. I ain't gonna let it go off. You know why? Because, nigga, I control me. I police me. I'm not that vulnerable to let a motherfucker come around me and hurt me. I ain't weak. So you ain't gotta worry about that. That's coming from a place of fear. It may be coming from a place of love, and I love you for saying that. But I don't vibrate on that. I'm not letting nobody hurt me. That shit is over with. I ain't letting parasites me either. That shit is over with. You at this point,
me too, you parasite, all you
can do is serve me if you desire to be in my energy field. If you are a parasite, all you can do is serve me. And if that means I gotta yell at your ass a few times, if that means I gotta shove you around a few times,
on
if that
means
I gotta threaten you or physically
on
fuck you up,
the show, boy.
Nigga, you are not finna motherfucking control me. That's over with. I got the power now. I'm controlling you if you wanna still stick around. Capiche? Do you understand? Do you comprehend me? You see what I'm comprende? Comprende? See. Yeah, I know you see. I know you understand it, nigga. Yeah, so motherfucker, stop playing games and get real about something. Make the shift, nigga. Dark Lord ain't coming back on no weak ass videos. Y'all niggas is like, oh, let me see what this nigga gonna say. He been away for 2 light years, which is like 200,000 years in space. 2 years down here is like the equivalent of 200,000 years up here.
Watch the smooth lyrics that take place. If you want another reason, why it must be funky. Yo, I am not a jackass, meaning not a donkey. So I will play the game like a chippy fan. Drop the fucking do the mix so the bass will never fade. Sip it to the station, in your jurisdiction. Brothers saying dope and the others think I'm fishing. No crowd can avoid the G-O to the C. Wanna be P-O-R-4-I-M-I-N-T on the stage. See the simple fact is I am dope and known. I rock a funky beat without a torso. And it's my conclusion. You will enjoy the fusion. And I will ascend with the style that I am using. Knowing that it's a cup and it's not a buff up. I think I'll let it play cause we're taking fucking up. Funky hip hop music, so check it. Listen to the kick, popping with a click, and with no rehearsals, I'm popping funky verses. Stupid with the bitch, with the thing that you are relying on. You love it when it battles, is the fact that I am buying on suckers. Never come close, cause of knowing. There's no stuff in the dock when I am going, but in the event, someone would try to juice this, stop him in his tracks, show him that I am ruthless. I don't give a damn, don't think that I am joking, cause I don't think it is funny when you're messing with my money. This stupid tell me this. You gotta stop him, but with no frills, so I just stop him. Continue with the rhyme, and make sure I get mine with no static, cause it's with an SMG to get my nine. But nothing's ever nerd, now I'll get it all up front and let it play when the people say it's like, yo, you're gonna get me and I'm to the sea. I need a break so I can check around. See who the hell that is sitting down. I want all chairs off the floor. And if he stands to the wall, show him the door. And I'll kick in the beat to give you something to rock to. I go non-stop to not to look at the rock you. Receive, but can't believe you're being taken. Why be so cool, you start shaking and shivering. Cause I'm delivering the answer. Haven't seen if you're a hell of a dancer. You try something, but it just won't work.
It is what it is. It is what it is. Get away from these parasites, yo. 3196. Lots of love, man. Hey, look, I vibe real hard with Lady Yo-Yola right now. I don't know what it is, but she been on my frequency very hard. Lady Yo-Yola, I love you. I'm vibing hella hard with you. Like, you popping up in my frequency through my emotional streams, through my psychic streams. I'm seeing you so many times.
Oh, she gonna mess you up later on down the road. You kill your son. Watch out! Watch out!
You
You better show and prove that you got over them niggas. Do you hear what I'm saying? Program them like this. Upload them like this. Download them like this. Push enter like this. When you want to fucking delete something, you bring this shit to your waist and go like this. That means whatever they just
no more computer analogies.
You see what I'm saying? You better start doing what you need to do to program whoever in your life. You don't owe a motherfucker nothing.
I don't program nothing. That's another computer analogy. I do things like what to do, like how it is to do. And I get on through too. That's what I'm saying. How about you, Dark Lord?
They around you because they need to be in your heaven.
I know about that.
These servants work for you now. Ain't no fucking mind controls. You the only mind controller. That's it. That's to everyone. Every one of y'all. That's the whole message. King Salute, nigga, you ain't got no fucking mind control handlers. You better start controlling them. You a king. They work for you now. Don't you know that your parents is your servants? Don't you know that you are their god now and their king? You got to suppress their energy. You have to suppress their energy. You got to yell at their ass. Talk back. Break that spell. Talk back to their ass. Refuse them. Deny them. Until they know that you got the power. And then you program them according to your shit. According to your sounds and vibrations. Whoever the fuck. You got a girlfriend and she vamping you and shit. And she ain't getting down with the program. You can either kick her ass out or you can fucking program her. You hang around me, nigga, you ain't no God status. I got this for you, nigga. I'm hitting you with the Saturn energy.
You got the middle finger.
I'm programming you. You're
either
gonna be
Saturn.
A servant.
Give your world a shattering.
Or a God. Or a king around me. This I do with kings and
never
queens.
Never flattering.
I do with gods and goddesses on my side. Kings and queens. I deal with gods and goddesses on my side. On that side, I deal with bitches and hoes and weak-ass niggas and shit. Get your crystal game up. I told you, get your crystal game up. These the ones I wear. I'm just wearing them all right now. I ain't wearing them all. I got some other ones, too. But get your crystal game up. So, I used to come like this, and I come like this. You know what I'm saying? This the black onyx repelling against low vibrational energies. This ring came back to me in this time-space continuum. This the hammer-tight ring, because I'm hecka-tight, and I fuck her all night and make her do the hammer-tight. That's amber, and this is obsidian stone. So it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? This is also, this is seashell.
He don't know what that is.
This is turquoise, and this is opal. You know what I'm saying? This is another big ass amber piece right there. You know, it is what it is. I love you. I need you to survive.
It is what it is. What kind of a cop-out expression is that?
Yeah.
Stop that. And I just want really to share how to integrate these Palladian energies with healing and connection and how to connect with the Palladians. Right, to start that, it's like you need to ask for permission for, because of free will, you need to ask out loud to, for the Palladian energies to come and join you and heal you and support you. I found them very beneficial. They've helped reduce the EMF around me because I'm a targeted individual, and the EMFs, they were microwaving me in Canada, and they helped reduce the EMF. And then along with other measures that I had to be proactive with. And then when I came to Britain, they were starting to slow down because I was no longer getting microwaved. But then the EMF went up in Britain, but it wasn't affecting me the same. It wasn't burning my skin and things like that, and eyes and things. But it was on the Me Too, it was very high. And the last full moon we had in December 2019, the Palladians came in through the area where we see where the light is now. And here is the Palladian model ship that I've got. And that acts as a sort of portal. It's I made the model last year for a Zoom. And I found that I put a quartz crystal in it. And the quartz crystal, I was communicating with the Palladians. And it basically made it a communicator and a portal to the Palladians. So
If anybody has a quartz crystal and they watch the videos that we're showing the flybys here, the plaguing energies, we sometimes call flybys, and just focus on those energies.
Who is that plague? Maybe they're demons, man.
And then focus on your quartz crystal to try and integrate that energy within the quartz crystal. And that will hopefully start mitigating a lot of this harmful EMF microwave that is going around with the 5G, fifth generation Wi-Fi and things like that, which is very harmful to organic life. I found recently as well, my EMF has dropped to near zero on my meter, and also I'm getting so many animals and birds coming into the garden. And when I walked around the garden too, again, it was showing zero. So it seems to be spreading around the whole area, that the fact that it's just reducing the EMF frequencies, it's kind of spreading the energy about. So I'm hoping within this video, it's an experiment, whether the energies can go through the video and also help you connect yourselves with the Palladians, because the Palladians are all surrounding planet Earth right now.
Ain't no Palladians! Who calls themselves that? Come on now! Anything that I've ever tuned myself in, it is a false and malefic energy. You know what I'm talking about? You got your... that whole Pleiadian thing, man, that's straight out of World War II. What you trying to do? Break away civilization secret space program? Pleiadians is a very big place, by the way. I'm sure there's all kinds of beings there and from there. And there's probably a lot of beings who have lost their form and are roaming aimlessly until they find the Earth and inhabit, let's say, the souls, brass, the citizens of this planet. Oh, folks be crazy, but who's gonna call themselves a Pleiadian, man? That's like saying you're a Milky Wayian. You know what I mean? Shit.
A little bit scary, but it's how you connect with them. You can tell if they're benevolent or not because you can feel their warmth and their energy and their gentleness and their higher dimensional being. Most of them, well, in fact, all the ones that I've met are, they're psychic, so you communicate psychically with them, but most people communicate psychically. It's far easier and it's just, it's nice. But you do have to watch you don't accidentally project your thoughts to other people, other beings.
I'm doing it all day,
which,
every day.
You do. I was on the Palladian ship, because the sparks had, or the flybys had energized my seat and separated me from my body, and I went up to the fifth dimension and connected with the beings on the Palladian ship, which was very much the shape of this one here. So it had like about three decks that you could walk around. It's circular, and they're not visible. You can, if you focus and ask for them to show themselves, quite often you'll see a shape appear and like sparks coming from them, they'll show themselves, but they are invisible most of the time, so
just
because of higher dimensions,
demons.
So they're not in this dimension, third dimension. They have, they do have a wicked sense.
They're just waiting to pound.
They do. It's like and stuff, and like
I know young critters.
Like, I got this fleece, and I got these fuzzy balls on here, and I'm like playing around with the fuzzy balls, and then they'll zoom in, and it's just when you're having a lot of fun, they seem to just love joining in with fun and laughter.
The
basic aliens really are fun beings. They I just want to laugh. And they've just got such warm personalities, individual personalities. But when you go up into fifth dimension, you don't get any of this negative emotions that you're bombarded with here. That is actually negative energy. It's actually negativity trying to attack you. And so to counter that, it's a good idea to do recitations and things like that. But what I mean by recitations are...
This is a 2-hour recitation. Tuesday nights from midnight to 2 a.m. Space plane, space plane, space plane.
Yeah, it's air marshals the highest, and then it goes down from there, vice marshal, and then air commodore, and then he goes down from there.
So. But he was meeting you, was it because you were one of the few women recruits, or what was the reason?
Yeah, he was meeting me, he was asking me all sorts of personal questions that day. I was thinking, oh no, I'm going to be in trouble with the station commander, who was standing there as well. I was like,
my station commander!
Well, I think when a superior officer asks you a question, you answer the superior officer.
And I seen that on MASH, buddy!
Relevant military order, thereby getting you off the hook, young lady.
It was a good job, yeah. Because I was living off faith. And I was really one of the few women who was doing aircraft mechanic propulsion. I mean, there was only two women on our section. There was like 50-odd guys, and then us two. And the other one was, other lady was airframes, and I was propulsion. And so, like, you don't get any changing rooms or anything. You've got to change where the men are. You've got to, like, use their washroom, lock, and, like, I was
That's Julie Phelps, Secret Space, Secret Program. Oh, but she really was in some sort of, Secret Space Program. In on Mars.
Now, was that like a mission so you could experience that?
I don't know, because I saw it as a child, just as a child's eye. I was in my bedroom for that one. So I don't know if it was like a slight mass memory, but I know, you know, that was never forgotten my whole life. That was not something they could wipe out or anybody could wipe from me. That was extremely disturbing. And it took, you know, I was terrified of dying. Because of that experience, because I didn't want to end up there. I thought, am I going to end up there? So, but now with my current experience, I realise I won't. But at that time, yeah, I was really scared a lot.
Don't you grind, buddy, by the way, or the rat machine. Mamumaka lima
queen.
You sound like the dirty version of so I can sell a piece of plastic to make some fake ass non-existent type people profit off of that. And they sure do know to get fat. And the things they claim not to eat, you know they eat that. You know what I'm talking about. A lot of us probably know them too. But this ain't no lynch mob. That's just what they would want us to do. And say, see? I was always right about you.
Jason Alexander on behalf of THD Entertainment letting y'all know we're on CKUT 90.3 all month with the Montreal Sessions, myself, DJ Rossi Ross, and of course Colin Hassel on the drums.
Yes sir, Montreal, that's whose vibe is it anyway. Mark your calendars, 3 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday through the month of March. Hit us up on IG at THD Entertainment, drop us a line, let us know what you want to hear, what's popping in your neighborhood, we gotta know.
I have existed from the morning of the world, and I shall exist until the last star falls from the heavens.
This is the Warp Core.